You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 112. Have you ever been in the grocery store or maybe at a party and you strike up a conversation with someone who you just absolutely resonate with and you just really feel like they have what it takes to succeed in network marketing and they might even be interested in your business? Then you struggle with how to get the conversation started and then even worse, how to ask for their contact information. So let's talk about those cold market conversations, how to get them started, how to get the contact information you need, and then we're going to briefly go into texting people as a first contact. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Almer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Hey, it's Jackie Almer, and thanks so much for joining me on today's show. And I certainly hope you're going to find some value here. As always, if you have comments or questions, tweet them to me at Jackie Almer and let's connect, because I always love having a real conversation with you, even if it's just through Twitter. My Inner Circle group coaching on network marketing success and how to build your business and create your own leads online is alive and well. You can go to jackieelmer.com/coach to learn a little bit more. But for now, let's talk about how to effectively prospect in the cold market out there in the real world for your network marketing business and actually come away with someone's contact information. You're going to find that many network marketing trainers and companies only teach warm market list making. And you know what? That leaves some people out in the cold. Yes, that's out in the cold market with only strangers to talk to. And you may be thinking to yourself, if you're not in that situation, well, why is that? Why would that happen? Well, maybe someone's burned their warm market. Maybe they've been involved in a lot of different programs and called every time and used bad success language like, oh, we're going to get rich. Now this is going to be so easy. Wait till you see this product. It's just amazing. On and on and on. There's a lot of different reasons and ways that some people have burned their warm market. Or it could be that you're very young and your influential circle is challenging. You know, the people who you're talking to are young, maybe don't have a good center of influence. You know, they're going to college. Everyone they know is going to college. And while we know that college students can be a great fit, the reality of it is that most of them won't be. But really and truly, that's no different in any market. But no matter what it is, you're going to run into people you don't know who might be great for your business. So even if none of these situations fit you, why not learn some proper techniques on how to impact others and branch out just a little bit? You never know who's looking or who you're going to cross paths with or how you might meet up with people, so you want to be prepared. So let's go through a breakdown on how to have these good conversations. First, be prepared. Always carry a small notepad or blank business cards or blank paper and a pen with you. This is critical because you want to be able to give them the opportunity to give you their contact information. We'll talk about exactly how to do that here in just a minute. Then the next thing that you want to do to be prepared is have your scripting down pat. Know what it is that you're going to say. Know how to ask good questions and strike up that conversation. So let me just give you an example. You're at the store or restaurant and the checkout person or the person who's serving you is amazing. They're friendly. They seem so upbeat, so positive, motivated. And you think to yourself, wow, this is really someone I would want on my team. So you begin to ask some questions. You might start with, wow, you seem to be having a great day. You're in an awesome mood. What got your day started off so great? Just some things to build rapport. You don't want to jump right into business, but build rapport with them. And then you can move into things like, well, how, you know, you seem to have a lot of fun at your job. How long have you worked here? And then they'll answer that. And then you can say, oh, well, you must really like it to be so upbeat. Now, often when you say this, they'll look at you, you know, over their glasses, raise their eyebrows, they'll grimace, and they'll say something like, well, maybe not so much. And this is the response that you're looking for. Or they might say something like, yeah, it's okay, but I don't make enough money. Or, you know, this is my second job, or I'm working two jobs. Just be looking and listening for those lead-ins that take you into a conversation to say more. So when you get that lead-in, then the great way to open the conversation with them is to say, really? Well, let me ask you a question. Would you be open to a side project to earn some more income if it didn't interfere with what you're already doing? Most of the time, they're going to say yes. They might even give you a wide-eyed, yeah, absolutely. What do you got? This is where it's so important that when they say yes, you want to be dead on ready for what your response is going to be, because it's very important that you not stutter, that you not stumble, and that you stay very postured in what it is that you're going to say. So what you're going to say is, okay, well, listen, I'm in a hurry and I can't really get into the details here. Plus you're working, so it's probably not appropriate for me to get into it here. So how about this? This is where you take out your blank business card, piece of paper, pen, you hand it to them and say, how about this? Write down your name, your email address, and your phone number, and I'll follow up with you when it's a better time that we can kind of, I can share some of the details and you can decide for yourself if it's something you'd like to learn a little bit more about. Then you, as you're handing them the paper, you ask them, when is a good time for me to contact you? Now, if they start asking you for details, this is critical. You're going to cut it short and say, well, I'll be sharing a short online video with you when we speak, and it's going to give you all the details about the company I work with, how we get paid, and what you would be doing. Would you be open to watching that short video? Your goal here is to let them know that it's not a whole lot of information, that you have a very specific approach already. You know exactly what you're going to be doing with them, what you're going to be taking them through, and that it's going to be simple for them. So that once they say yes and you get the video in front of them, it's going to go through the details about the company, what you do, and all that other stuff. So that's where asking these questions and continually working to get the affirmative yes from them is important. Now, occasionally you'll run into those people who don't want to give you their phone number, and that's okay. Something is better than nothing. An email is better than nothing. And if they say, well, I don't really want to give you any information, can't you just write down the website or whatever? Then you can say to them, well, you know, I don't have the link. It's kind of a longer link. I don't have it right in front of me. That's okay. Just go ahead and give me your email. I'll send it to you. Or if you really do want to give them the link, you can do that, but I don't recommend it. I always recommend getting contact information first so that you truly have a lead who you can follow up with, because the odds of them following up with you, even if they're interested, go down dramatically, and I mean dramatically, when you don't get contact information from them. So if they don't want to give their phone number, that's okay. An email is better than nothing, but also don't be afraid to ask them, hey, are you on Facebook? Or are you on Twitter? We can connect that way too. And, you know, ask them to write that down as well. Because connecting through social media is awesome. And if you're doing social media right, they're going to be able to get a glimpse into you, who you are, you as a real person, what you do, what you share, and you can begin to create some great curiosity that way. Now, another step that you can take, and sometimes you have to be a little bold to do this, but I really recommend you give it a try. You can take out your phone right then and say, what's your number? I'm going to shoot you a quick text to connect with my details, and then I can text you some details that you can take a look at. Now, this is really cool because now you've removed the awkwardness of a live call, and people are so tuned into texting that sometimes they don't even think twice about giving over their phone number. So you've removed that awkwardness of a live call, okay, which is what scares a lot of people, and they know that you're going to text them over a link, they can take a look at it, and really go from there. So that's really what you want to do. Practice that, drill with that, rehearse with that, and get it down to a fine science. Now let's talk a little bit about taking that texting part of it to your warm market, okay, because this can be a great thing to do as well. Sometimes we're hesitant to contact our warm market list. You may be able to relate to that. But here's a little bit about what we know. We know that emails often don't get open, even from your warm market. We know that phone calls often don't get returned, even from your warm market. We do know that direct mail works, but it takes time and it costs money, and sometimes people are hesitant about that. But text messages, let's think about that for a minute. Text messages almost always get read, right? And we have moved into such a mobile world. I mean, I think it's 60% of people now actually get on and use Facebook and social media through their mobile phone, okay? So text messages almost always get read, and think about your own habits in using texting. If you want to set more appointments, and if you're having some fear with the thought of contacting your own warm market, then I want to encourage you to give this a try and get the ball rolling. What you're going to do is you're going to make that warm market list again, or dig it out and dust it off. And imagine this, assuming that you have their mobile phone number, what if you sent a short text message to a few people a day who are already in your mobile phone? You don't even have to make that list. Chances are they're already stored in your mobile phone. What if you sent a short text to a few people and asked, "Hey, I would love to get together. Do you have some time in the next week that we can get together for coffee or meet for lunch or meet after work or whatever it is that fits your schedule?" They're almost always going to answer you. Could be yes, could be no, but they're almost always going to answer you. And that gives you context and a place to keep going from. So if they say yes, you just set the time, you confirm it. And then here is the next important step. Share with them that you have a project that you're working on that you want to run by them and get some ideas from them with, as well as get caught up with them. It's important to set the appointment and then let them know, because you don't want to turn this into some kind of bait and switch where you get there, they have no idea that you're going to be sharing some details about your business. They think you're just going to be getting together, and it goes back to the old days of, you know, inviting people to a barbecue and whipping out the whiteboard. You definitely don't want to get into the habit of doing that. So set the appointment and then share with them that you've got a project you want to run by them, as well as get caught up. Now, again, just like if it's cold market, if they start asking a lot of questions, ease their mind by saying, "You know what? It's super simple. It's not going to take a whole lot of time. I'm working on something. I'd love your opinion and any referrals who you might think of who might want to join me in the project." Now, what you don't want to do is avoid the questions and pretend like they don't exist, especially if they ask, you know, "Is this MLM? You know, have you joined a business?" Whatever. Answer any and all questions that they have. Just keep it very short and to the point. And don't get roped into, you know, giving out too much information. Now, here's the thing. A lot of times people will ask, you know, "Well, you know, what if I'm getting low results? What if people don't want to meet with me?" So that's where you kind of want to explore some of your habits in the past. Have you been pushy with your contacts? Have you overexposed your opportunity to some people, used bad language, overhyping things? If this is the case, this could be why they're moving away. You can fix this. There's not a relationship out there, really, for the most part, that can't be fixed if you're committed to it. But the important thing to note is that it may take some time and it may take some work on your behalf to rebuild that relationship. So if that's the case, just skip the meeting for the first time you meet with them. Just have coffee and ask about them. Be a true and authentic friend. Just give it a try and see what happens. Okay, so here's some action steps that you can take following this show. First and foremost, set a goal for a number of new contacts you want to make on a weekly basis. This goes back to that cold market recruiting as you're out and about. So set a goal for a number of new contacts you want to make weekly, and then try it. Get prepared. Have that blank sheet of paper. Be prepared to ask for their phone number and send them a text, those type things. And that's the second one. Get prepared with the notepad or some way to collect their contact information. Then the next one, be prepared with what you're going to say so that it literally rolls right off your tongue very easily and doesn't sound super scripted. You sound excited, enthusiastic, and they want to hear more about it. That's what's going to help you create curiosity. Then you want to set a 90-day challenge for yourself to do this. Set those goals. How many new contacts do you want to make weekly, and what's that going to look like to you over the course of 90 days? And then work with your team and coach them to do the exact same thing that you're doing, and watch that team explode. Now, I want to share that we've actually done this at some Super Saturdays and some advanced leadership trainings, and people have been blown away by the results that they've gotten, and they've been blown away by the ease at which they can get contact information, talk to people out in cold market, talk to people from their warm market list. So I really want to encourage you, share this podcast with your team, jackieelmer.com/112112. share this with your team and listen to it again and put some of these ideas into play. Okay, it's time for the iTunes review and shout out, and I want to give a special thanks to Seattle 8, who writes, "I love listening to her while I'm exercising and during my commute. I appreciate her advice and guidance. Keep up the great work." Well, thank you, Seattle 8. I appreciate your feedback, and you can go to jackieelmer.com/iTunes or jackieelmer.com/Stitcher to leave a review and be entered into a drawing for a free month of my Inner Circle coaching, just like Seattle 8 has been entered into that drawing. Again, the show notes, jackieelmer.com/112. And I really do love hearing from you, so send me a tweet at Jackie Elmer. Let me know what's on your mind, where you're listening to this, some tidbit that you got out of the show, okay? And as always, until next time, remember this, hesitation never cashed a check. Good luck to you in your business. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at ProfitInYourPJsNow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, JackieElmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, Facebook.com/StreetSmartWealth, and on Twitter, at Jackie Elmer. See you on the next show and have a fun, profitable week.